But first, let me say a word about proper nomenclature. Since the object of tree ID is to be able to assign an unambiguous name to a tree, we will be using scientific nomenclature in this course, together with the common names normally used in Wisconsin. The reason for this is that common names may vary from place to place. Sometimes more than one species may have the same common name, or two common names may apply to the same species. Scientific names, on the other hand, are uniquely assigned to only one species and are universally applicable in a standard language, Latin. By using the scientific name, there's no question about which species you mean, no matter where in the world you are communicating. A complete species designation in Latin, or the scientific name, consists of three parts: the genus, which is always capitalized, and the species, or specific epithet, which is never capitalized. The information following the genus and species designates the individuals who named the species. In this example, Taxodium disticum was first described by Linnaeus as Cupressus distica, and later renamed by Richard as a new genus. In practice, this attribution information is often omitted, but it is a must to either italicize or underline scientific names. Note that the plural of genus is genera.